Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Remember, look for Catholic Audio Media as one word, except for on Spotify. It's Catholic Audio Media as three words. Well, today is, of course, Halloween in the secular world. It is the eve of All Saints Day in the Catholic world. But it's Halloween. Halloween, as I always like to explain to people, is my nightmare. Only because I grew up here. I grew up here in New England. And obviously, I grew up with Halloween. And, you know, we understood Halloween is just this time to do trick-or-treating and everything else. And of course, one of the important things with Halloween is that it was a different time back then. And so we understand that things have changed and there's concerns. I mean, back there, back in when I was younger, a trick-or-treat, usually a trick-or-treat, the trick would usually be soaping windows or throwing eggs or something like that. And it usually wasn't anything more serious, but, you know, over the decades, it has become a time that has its headlines, we'll say. The other thing about Halloween is that I have to deal with those, as I explained before, from other cultures who look at Halloween as evil. And most of them come from a world where English is not the primary language. So what'll happen is they'll see the visuals that we see in Halloween and it gets them very upset. What makes it even worse is they'll listen to people from their home countries who broadcast on the internet saying that Halloween is demonic and everything else. Well, it may be in their own countries, but we grew up with it here. And so you've got these two different cultures. Now, the best explanation, and I've explained this before, the best explanation I have for Halloween is that we recognize that in Christ, Jesus died on the cross and rose, and therefore he conquered evil. And therefore, essentially, we can laugh at evil. It doesn't mean we don't respect evil. And when I say respect, it doesn't mean we turn around and say, evil will never hurt me. Well, evil will hurt the people most who right away say, evil will never hurt me. You know, the person who says, I'll never have a problem with X, Y, and Z. And then sure enough, they're the first ones who do because they didn't respect the issues. So evil is something that you respect, but you don't have to literally fear it because Christ conquered evil on the cross and in his resurrection. So that's one of the important things. As a matter of fact, it was St. Teresa of Avila who said that she fears people who fear the devil more than she fears the devil. So you understand, that's one of the reasons why I strongly encourage people not to go see these exorcism movies. Don't go see The Exorcist. Don't go see anything else that is connected to The Exorcist. Don't see these movies about demonic possession and everything else, because they're Hollywood movies. They're written by writers who live in West Hollywood or somewhere else who write movies. And, you know, granted, movie writers tend to be all over the place, but, you know, Stephen King comes from Maine, so obviously he doesn't live in West Hollywood. But, you know, a lot of the TV shows, they come from people who write from West Hollywood. So when you understand that, you realize that they're not so versed in what exorcism is and demonic possession and all the other stuff that they understand any of this stuff well, whereas I'm in the business, so I understand it in a different perspective. And so the first thing I can tell you is, number one, don't watch these movies. And number two, understand the reality of what all that stuff actually indicates and how to deal with it and stuff like that. First of all, your chances of being possessed are extremely low, and they go up when you open yourself up to demonic forces. So if you don't plan to do that by engaging in certain sins, by opening yourself up to communicating with the demonic, your chances of being possessed are extremely low, and don't worry about it. And that's important. And then, of course, what's the most powerful form of exorcism? The sacrament of reconciliation. So you put all that together, and then you realize that none of that, as I always say, makes a good movie. So they put all this other stuff together and make a good movie. And people will tell you that The Exorcist is based on a true story. Yes, it is. It is based on a true story. But how many people do you know have actually been possessed? That's why they made a movie of it. And a lot of what happens in the movie is not actually accurate. No one's head turned around in the actual case, because that wouldn't be possible. We can talk about that on the other side of the break, but just keep all that in mind. So anyway, we will talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. So it's a good thing I'm able to silence what goes on during the commercial. Basically shut off my mic. because while the commercial was running, while the actually non-commercial promotion was actually called for the show, while it was running, I took a gulp of coffee and it went down the wrong path. So I'm coughing horrendously, but fortunately you didn't hear it. So that's good. You heard my other cough as I just started this little section. So we're talking about Halloween. And this is a day not to fear. Always respect evil. I'll explain more about that in a second. But don't fear it, because Christ has conquered evil on the cross on his death and resurrection, through his death and resurrection. So it's nothing to fear. And again, I say what I said at the beginning of the show with St. Teresa of Avila. She fears people who fear the devil more than she fears the devil. Because in Christ, evil has been conquered, but we need to be careful we don't open ourselves to evil. And what's the easiest way to open yourself to evil? To get involved with any kind of system that allows you to contact evil. So don't do that. And that's usually any kind of issue where you're using either a device or whatever that seeks to, I guess the word might be conjure evil. Well, obviously don't do that, because yes, that is a problem, and yes, that does, yes, it does. So have nothing to do with that. But at the same time, understand that in Christ, because evil has been conquered, what is the one thing that evil doesn't want you to do? It doesn't want you to focus on Christ, which is what we should be doing anyway. So just focus on Christ and trust in the Lord. There's a great line from the book of James, the letter of James, and that is really simple. Resist the devil and he will flee you. Really simple. One of my favorite stories, and you might have heard this before, someone once went to a priest, and this was relayed to me. I think this was even before I was, I think this was when I was in the Navy. But someone went to a priest, and the priest, they were afraid that they were possessed. And the priest said, you know, the devil's most effective tool is temptation. Why would he go through all the trouble of possessing you when he can just very simply tempt people the way he does? And there's an interesting point about that, because from what I understand, from what I've heard from exorcists, basically demons are also lazy. So they always want to take the easiest way out. So, I mean, that would explain why St. James says what he says, resist the devil and he will flee you. And understand that. So it's Halloween is always an interesting time of the year. It is always, especially if you were in Christian circles, and it can, as it does with me, puts me in almost in between two worlds. One world of people who say, keep away from Halloween, it's demonic. And the other world says, we grew up with Halloween, deal with it. And we're caught in the middle. But the thing is, now, the other thing is that we know how to deal with this. But what I'm understanding is when we're hearing from people preaching in other parts of the world that Halloween is demonic, it's because it gets filtered into their world more on the demonic side as opposed to the side that we've grown up for. I mean, I dressed as Popeye the Sailor Man 1 year. And I remember, well, there's nothing terrifying about Popeye, but I remember in those little costumes you buy at the, you bought it at the 5 and 10 back then. You bought it down in downtown Weymouth in the Weymouth Landing. And I think, wasn't that a Woolworths? Anyway, you bought it there. That's where you got, or you bought it at one of the supermarkets, and it was Popeye. And that's what I wore. Is I think I was probably about 10. So anyway, whole different world. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.